Record. Hello, and thank you so much for joining me here and co-creating Two Hearts, One Symphony virtual retreat in all past, present, and future now moments. The intention of this retreat is to open our individual and collective hearts to accept, to balance and integrate healing of our inner masculine and inner feminine energies, so our hearts can perform miracles and manifest a soulmate, a partner who reflects our heart's divine love. Today, many people experience a tremendous amount of manipulation and problems around sexuality and intimacy. Issues in male-female relationship make the coming together through partnership very difficult for most human beings who are on spiritual path. So they spend a lot of time alone by themselves because we are not here to be in drama relationships. And here is important to mention that both men and women carry female as well as male energies in their bodies. And these balances of those energies create problems in intimate relationships. The main reason why many people experience manipulation and problems around sexuality and intimacy is because female energies can be classified, repressed, and out of balance, as well because the victim consciousness belief system matrix energies are patriarchal, dominate, and have varying degrees in the way they express misogyny. So male energies are also manipulated and victimized by false matrix belief systems. Since we are all part of collective victim consciousness matrix, we carry in our DNA energies of dominant belief systems, treating women as a sex objects or breeders, believing women are inferior, treating emotional intelligence and intimacy as childish, etc. Also, although there are females in the world of power, they are not balanced female energies. So there are a lot of imbalances in both male bodies and female bodies. Energetic imprints or wounds inherited from early childhood or from our ancestors and collective consciousness matrix in many of us cause deep fear of intimacy and aversion toward partnership. That's actually what happened to me. I didn't know why. However, I was really afraid of getting married. So what I did with my partners, I created the situation that they leave me. So that was the things I was not aware why that happened. However, it happened. And also when I got pregnant, and I didn't plan to, you know, do it, but, you know, Mother Nature was stronger. When I found out that I'm pregnant, I felt, oh my God, I was so frightened. I was so scared of how will I tell that to my parents. Okay, all peoples will see my belly. They will see that I had sex. And when I said to my mom, oh, mom, you know, I'm pregnant. She said, oh yeah, that is a surprise, like a snow in the middle of winter. No, I was 29 and it's nothing unusual to have a child when you are 29. And I wondered where that resistance toward children and toward being married come from. You know, it was really a puzzle for me. Yeah. Yeah, I was really shocked, terrified, ashamed. And I had a minor breakdown when I find out that information that I was pregnant. And that's actually not normal. Well, So I know what it is to be afraid of intimate relationship, and I know why people just run out of it or create a situation that the other person leave them. Yeah. So the aim of this virtual retreat is to clear and balance inner masculine and feminine energies and to pave the path to sacred marriage. And what is the sacred marriage? It is the union of masculine and feminine energies in us. Since union of masculine and feminine means coming into neutrality, into oneness, the aim of this virtual retreat is to open you a door toward complete and utter surrender and merge between masculine and feminine energies to oneness. When we balance female and male energy in our own person, in our own body, we manifest it in external world as well. And that is the way we manifest harmonious relationship with our partner, with our soulmate, and with all people around us. Our soulmate can be our intimate partner, and we here in this call from all, you know, times in future and now moments are soulmates, because we collected together our souls, our higher self connected us together to clear what we need to clear. The common belief in our consumptive society is if we don't get along with a partner, we break up hoping we will find new one who will meet our needs. Well, it is a short-term solution, because in case you are not aware of the issue, that the issue is in you, that you carry wounds or dark spots, you will attract partner whose wounds match your own wounds. And you will end up in your old relationship with different person. So the only way to stop walking in drama relationship circle is to be aware of your own wounds and to heal it. And triggers are showing you where the issue is. So let's say that you are in dysfunctional relationship. What can you expect when you do a work on yourself? There are, from my experience, I experienced that, and from other people's experience, I noticed that there are only two possible options. Your current relationship will terminate, or it will evolve into a harmonious one. And what if you're single? If you're single, you will open yourself toward new partnership. You will start meeting new people and attract them in your life. You will attract in your life harmonious partner that reflects your inner love. In both cases, it is important to emphasize that you will be peaceful. Whether if you break up your old relationship, you will be peaceful. You will be happy, self-sustained, and simply said, you will feel good in your body, no matter of circumstances around you. And that is the only one thing that someone can promise you, that you can promise to yourself. If you work on healing your wounds, you will have partner, whether it is your current partner, naming XY, or another partner. In each way, you will be happy, self-sustained, you will be peaceful. And that's actually what happened in my case. In my case, I thought that I will, there was such a situation that I wanted to break up with my husband. But, and really it was nasty, you know. And I demanded, I said, next summer, I want to be in relationship. I want to have a partner who is stable, who is healthy, who stands on his own feet, who loves me, who cherishes me, who reflects my own love, whether his name is my husband's name or XYZ, John Doe, I don't care. I want to have it, and I will have it. So, and of course, it was the process. I was clearing my triggers, and no, it did not happen, you know, through the night. But now when I look at that event that happened a few years ago, it seems like it was click and now I'm here. Like I teleported from the hell, and it was real hell, to these harmonious moments. So it appeared that my husband stayed to be my husband. And the bottom line is, more our inner female and male energies are balanced, more harmonious our intimate relationship is. A virtual retreat is designed to clear deep distortion and damage between masculine and feminine energy in our energy field, with the focus on masculine energetic principle and feminine energetic principle, clearing or mental body and soul body reconstruction. First part, we will do a masculine energetic principle or mental body reconstruction. And in the second part, we will do clearing. We will clear all artificial implants that prevent us to establish inner balance to sacred marriage in female energies and male energies. All implants we will clear. And in the third part, it is your turn to raise your hands and to clear the distortion in your own relationships. So let's connect to the light, take a deep breath. Close your eyes. All personal and group higher selves are connecting now. They're expanding, connecting to the unity consciousness, crystal star, unity intelligence, the mind and the heart of all that is. We are now in the knowing that we are a healer gifted with our own special divine blueprint that contains all virtues and attributes of the prime creator, of the God source, all that is. We know that we are light, we were light, and we will always be the light. Now, let the light, universal law, improves the energetic structures living inside our group consciousness and your own physical form. Okay, and let the light support our female and male energies to live in harmony with the divine law. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. Let's ignite and strengthen our heart connection with the 12th shield and spirit of Christ. We are surrounded with platinum light, our pillar of light is active and strengthened in the divine law of sovereignty and freedom. You individually and we collectively are now aligned to your individual and to our collective authentic soul purposes and divine will. We are in protective bubble of platinum light and our collective 12D shield that shields all our individual shields and all distractions or attention to distract our field is now repelled, and the program from our shield is automatically repelling it. Let's set the intention for masculine energetic principle clearing now. Our intention is to be in service to the light and law of one, in service to the highest evolution for each of us here present, individually and collectively. Our intention is to overcome ego, mental, body addictions, to clear all identification with thought forms existing in the lower vibrations, to free ourselves from mental bondage, to defragment our lower mental bodies, to release the linear ego thought patterns and clear its subpersonalities and fragments. Our intention is to repattern thought forms from linear formats to now moment. Our intention is to clear all distorted patterns and cellular imprints in our DNA that carry memories of metatronic reversal timeline, of false Michael, false Jesus, twin energy architecture, to clear from our bodies archetype of enforcement of will through enslavement and rape. Okay, our intention is to support all males to reconstruct into their own mental bodies where they are freed from mind control programs. Okay, take a deep breath. Now let's imagine a meadow. Now, imagine that we are drawing a huge circle in the meadow. And now invite all male aspects of you from all timelines, spaces, dimensions, realities, everywhere you play the role of male, everywhere where you were in a male body. Yes, now invite all males you were in any kind of relationship with, whether you were female in a relationship with male or male in a relationship in male, from all timelines, spaces, dimensions, realities. Now, invite all males you met in this life. Invite all males from your lineage and any male figure you can remember. It is for all males in all past, future, and present now moments. All males are welcomed in our circle. Now it's time for males to break themselves free from all distorted patterns and to reconstruct into new mental bodies, to break free from all mind control programs they were affected and they are affected now. Okay. Yeah, they can freely come. Okay. We are connecting inside of us with no intermediary. We are connecting with our inner healer. And we know that all changes begin within. Males in circle are aware, are getting the awareness of it as well. We are giving voice to those who cannot speak, and let the healing of our divine masculine begin. He is treasured beyond measure. Okay, cool. Okay, let's start with the compassion key. You are giving yourself compassion in second person for anything that males in our circle were exposed to, or in a one to, or in plural. Okay. Take a deep breath, focus on your heart center, and repeat my words. We will do these phrases to address every aspect, you know, from 360 degrees. Okay, now focus on heart center and repeat. I'm so sorry they suffered so much. I'm so sorry you feel their pain. I'm so sorry you are affected by their suffering. I'm so sorry you are sad because they suffered so much. I'm so sorry they had to battle all the time. I'm so sorry you are affected by their battle. I'm so sorry their ego mind is keeping them in addictions. I'm so sorry you are affected by their addictions. I'm so sorry they are pounded mentally with an energetic hammer. I'm so sorry you are affected by their fearful, obsessive, and looping thoughts. I'm so sorry they cannot break free from obsessive and looping thoughts. I'm so sorry you cannot break free from fearful, obsessive, and looping thoughts. I'm so sorry these thoughts are hurting you. I'm so sorry these thoughts are hurting them. I'm so sorry their physical body is pressured by obsessive mental forces. I'm so sorry your physical body is pressured by obsessive mental forces. I'm so sorry they identify with thoughts existing in the lower vibrations. I'm so sorry you identify with thoughts that exist in lower vibrations. I'm so sorry their identities are your identities as well. I'm so sorry, their ego is afraid to die. I'm so sorry, your ego is afraid to die. I'm so sorry. Despair is steaming from their ego. I'm so sorry. Despair is steaming from your ego. I'm so sorry. Their ego impacts their physical state. I'm so sorry. Your ego impacts your physical state. I'm so sorry. Your ego impacts their physical state. I'm so sorry, their ego impacts your physical state. I'm so sorry, they never learned to let go. I'm so sorry. You never learned to let go. I'm so sorry. Their ego is in control of their mind, body, and consciousness. I'm so sorry. Your ego is in control of your mind, body, and consciousness. I'm so sorry, your ego is in control of their mind, body, and consciousness. I'm so sorry, their ego is in control of your mind, your body, and consciousness. I'm so sorry they forget that they can free themselves from mental bondage. I'm so sorry there is so much disturbance that prevents them to free themselves from mental bondage. I'm so sorry you forgot that you can free yourself from mental bondage. I'm so sorry there is so much disturbance that prevents you to free yourself from mental bondage. I'm so sorry, they didn't know how to stay awake through the dark night of the soul. I'm so sorry you didn't know how to stay awake through the dark night of the soul. I'm so sorry you are not aware that in the dark night of the soul, your lower mental bodies reconstruct. I'm so sorry you don't allow your lower mental bodies to reconstruct now. I'm so sorry they don't allow their lower mental bodies to reconstruct now. I'm so sorry, you don't release linear ego thought patterns now. I'm so sorry, they don't release linear ego thought patterns now. I'm so sorry, you don't clear ego, sub-personalities and fragments now. I'm so sorry, they don't clear ego, sub-personalities and fragments now. I'm so sorry you don't observe the drama neutrally. I'm so sorry you forget that you have the power within you to choose freedom from mental bondage. I'm so sorry they forget that they have the power within them to choose freedom from mental bondage. I'm so sorry you don't choose to hold your inner core strength now. I'm so sorry they don't choose to hold their inner core strength now. I'm so sorry you don't choose to serve the highest expression of love for all now. I'm so sorry they don't choose to serve the highest expression of love for all now. Okay, now we are going to accelerate our process to do a spiritual acceleration. So just be in your body and feel what's happening in your body. This clearing is for all of us in this call now and future now, and for all people in our circle. So bringing us all to the highest level, vows, agreements between all of us that we will participate in this game, drama game, victimizer program. Like, clear, vows, agreements is cleared now, okay? You're free. You're free from those programs, you're free from vows, from obligation, from curses. Okay, light, clear. So everywhere you had an experience of losing your thought forms, and that scared you, just you can't remember what you thought, what your thought was moments ago, okay? Okay, show us, and everywhere that happened, okay, and the fear, all scaring and terrifying emotions because you lost your thought forms, okay, light, bring it up, clear, okay, everywhere where you lose coherency in your thought patterns, and that cause also the pain and the suffering and you created that you are vulnerable to manipulation. clear. And all panic because you don't know how to process multidimensional reality, okay? And blind spots. You were not aware that actually what was happening is you evolving into multidimensional self. All those panics and split personalities, bipolar disorder, depression, and everything what caused those. Okay, light. Those pains, clear. Okay, and everywhere where you reverted to more infantile or primitive behavior, because you didn't know how to process multidimensional reality, you didn't know what's happening to you. Okay, light. Yes, it's for all of us, all lifetime space dimensions realities. Okay, wow, those agreements that you will never ever know. Find out what actually happened, and that your soul parts will be stuck in that loop. Okay, clear that, unstuck. Okay, and return. Okay, all soul parts that are stuck there in the primitive behavior loop. Okay, all souls that were trapped in mental institution, hospital, affected by dark forces. Okay, light. Clear. Everywhere where you were at the mercy of collective unconscious mind in chaos, and all those dark stuff that created the chaos in your mind, then they messed up in your mind. Okay, who is that? Now it's time to let go. Okay, light. You don't have permission to be there, and just let go. Okay, show me all energy imprints in your cellular memory from your that you carry from ancestral and unconscious collective mind, the memory of mental torture and torment. Okay, show me that. Yeah, okay. Okay, locate, and now clear and repair the nervous system. Okay, repair the cell, repair the nerve cell. Okay, light. Clear, repair. Okay, so now. Okay, show me and locate everywhere you could not release the linear ego thought patterns. And its sub-personalities and fragments. Okay, light. Bring it up. Okay, everywhere. Okay, light. Now. Clear. And attachments. Now clear. Okay. Okay, everywhere where these sub-personalities and fragment manifested as everything between bipolar to manic episodes. Okay, show me that. And that were possessed by these dark forces and made, your body make these terrible killings or whatever, destruction of your relationship, like. And all those guilt and shame that is connected with that, okay, when you were not you. Okay, light. Okay, clear, light. Bring it up. All memories, torment. No, it's not you. Clear. Show me all severe fragmentation of your identities from all lifetimes, space, dimensions, realities. Now show me, bring to surface, bring, yes, okay. Wow, those agreements that you will experience that. Now clearing, okay, show me location, time frame, timeline, where it happened, clearing, and okay, clear that from your timeline, clear that, okay, and those fragmentations, your soul fragments, okay, now let it be returned into your core, into you, okay, and healed, everything what is healed, what is pure light is returning to your soul, no wounds, okay, clear, okay, so show me all results of possession and mind control manipulation, okay, everywhere, in your DNA, location, in your DNA, in your bodies. Okay, show me, where is it? Okay, bring to the surface, wow, those agreements. Okay, no, you're not have permission to be there. And now, clear that grid network and light clear from your DNA now. Cool, light clear. Okay, so Show me all those artificial machinery or imprints that control your behaviors or controlled your behavior in the past and all lifetimes that your behavior was controlled by this false light machinery. Okay, show me that for all of us on this call in those circles or men's in our circle now. Bring that up, bring it up. Cleared, cleared. Okay, all connection with that now. Light, 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 and clearing. Okay. Mm-hmm. And show me all destructive side effects to the brain and center of nervous system. Locate destructive side effects everywhere in our collective brain, collective male brain, and our personal, okay, brain. Okay, light, light, light. Clear and repair. Okay, what now? Mm-hmm. Checking. So show me all results of possession and frustrations, confusion, all blockages, burdens, identity conflict, or descent into insanity. Okay, everywhere where that happened in your lineage, in those men's in our circle lineage, okay, show us that where that happened. Okay, light, light, light. And now all locate and clear that lines, all that lines cleared, and memories. Okay, now locate those memories, clear. Mm-hmm. And now show me everywhere where your mental body is affected by metatronic reversal timelines. Huh? This artificial grid, artificial network that affect our males. Male energy acts like it's acting in our society. Okay, light, 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 light. Okay. Yeah, okay, light. Clear. Okay, clear. Okay. Everywhere where your mental bodies are split. Okay, just breathe through it. Where your mental bodies are split and fragmented into diseased states. Okay, all those splitting artificial implants that splits and fragment your mental bodies now, clearing and integrating, healing, soothing and integrating from all lifetime spaces, dimensions in between life, everywhere, in every plane, clear light, okay. Show me timelines. Okay, so now we are clearing timelines everywhere where double looping or bipolar geometry structure is siphoning your life force. Okay, all implants that create that geometrical structure create siphoning cleared. Cleared. Okay, on entities around that. Now it's not your body. You are, now you have to leave. Okay, it's for all our collectives. Everywhere where it's supported by polar geometric structure to siphon your life force. Now clearing. Wow, those agreements, whatever manipulation, implants, and other structures. Now clear. Okay, everywhere where global events, like wars or a person who killed a lot of person, are used to stimulate certain trigger system, you know, fear system in us, in human beings, okay, where global events stimulated fears. Okay, light, clear. Everywhere where unconscious memories of destructive mindset behaviors and emotional states affected us, affected our cellular memory, affected our bodies, okay? Show me all those lifetimes when our unconscious memories or affected light. Clear. Mm-hmm. Okay. Show me all timelines where artificial implants were implanted in males to perpetuate feeling of guilt, of shame, and sexual issues and anger. Clear. Clear. Okay. Now, show me all manipulation through disturbing dreams, lucid dream states. Okay, all manipulation. Okay, clear. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now detect and show me the timeline where that was implanted, where the spine, tailbone, and neck were implanted, and those implants hijack nervous system. Okay, light. Okay, all those implants. Okay, light. Okay, clear, light, clear. Mm-hmm. Show me implants that prevents our males to reconstruct into their new mental bodies. Okay, where they will be freed from mind control programs. Okay, where are those implants? Show me, locate to our collective and your personal for all of us. Light. Clear. Okay. Okay, we are showing, okay, center our central nervous system and brain. Mm-hmm. So show me all related memories of trauma, of mind control, of anger, and those misogyny to our females, hatred. Okay. Show me all memory imprints and their residues. Okay, that influence our central nervous system, brain, through inner levels, in between levels, and outer space levels. Okay, remove memory imprints and their residue from our nervous system. Where they started. Show me timelines where they started now. Clear. Okay, now what I've learned today from energetic synthesis and Lisa Renee about Nephilim reversal grid system headquarter in UK Stonehenge and where those grid systems that affect our male energies to act like okay, all affection, yeah, okay, toward females now. Okay, suit, clear, structure, clear that structure. Okay, now clear, let's clear us. Yeah, it's a lot of false light. Okay, now let's clear ourselves from our collective level and individual level of false Michael, false Jesus, twin energy architecture, like twin flame, from your name and blueprint. Okay, all those false architecture now is being removed from our names. Clear. Okay, now you're asking Divine Healer to override all cellular memory distortion. Clear. Okay, you're asking Divine Healer in each of us to repair all systems and reboot our individual and collective male-female blueprint into divine unity. Okay, reboot, okay, unify and reboot. Okay, now let's ask our Divine Healer to correct our spine and strengthen our cock kicks through our spinal cord that leads into brain. Okay, this is for all people in our circle, in the meadow, and all our souls in our calls today and all now moments. Okay, our soul parts that are ready to integrate, we are now integrating, balancing, unifying in sovereignty and freedom. Balance, balance, unify. And I would like to thank to Lisa Renee and her work for providing valuable resources for this retreat. So, and of course, I'm thanking all my teachers, Bonnie and Edward, and all other teachers I learned from. Okay, take a deep breath. Let's ground our bodies. And all people from those circle in meadow, you're free. Yes, they're going to the light. Yes, everything is released. You're not guilty for anything. All metric is, all paradigm is over. You can come to the light. You can integrate in your own soul, in your core. Now that you're free, you're sovereign, you're a light being, your truth is unconditional love. You're connecting with your heart, divine heart and divine mind, unifying in divine marriage. Okay. Yeah, it is safe to be you. It is fun to be you. It's dance. It's dancing to be you. Yeah, you can dance. Yeah, celebration time. Yeah, let's prepare a party. Okay, yes, you can party. I'm going to set a pause. We have a 5-minute pause now. And then we will continue with clearing all artificial implants that prevents us to establish inner balance to sacred marriage.